At the table of grace, the cup's never empty. The plate's always full, and it's never too late to come and be filled with love never ending. You're always welcome at the table.
You are welcome to the table of our Lord Jesus Christ, where he dines with you and you with him. The Comforter, even the Spirit of Truth, is your chef, and I am your steward, Joshua Ojo. Our main dish for today is served from two verses, taken out from Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 to 16. These two are verses 11 and 16. Verse 11, "And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he sitting on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war." Verse 16, "And he has on his garment and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords." The Apostle John had his spiritual eyes opened to see into heaven, and he saw our Lord Christ riding on a white horse. He also saw that he has a name inscribed on his robe and on his thigh, which is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He saw one name written, but separated into two distinct ones, as it were. This dual name in one may be likened to a coin with two sides. You could not have one side of the coin without the other. On one side of the one name of our Lord Jesus Christ is King of Kings, which evidently reveals his royal heritage. And on the other side of the one name is Lord of Lords, which is a revelation of his divine heritage as the Son of the Living God. However, we will be looking at one side of the one name at the table today, the King of Kings. Now, the throne of a king is the seat of power in a kingdom. What throne is the King of Kings seated upon? Our Lord Christ himself reveals the throne that he is seated upon in Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. "To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and have sat down with my Father in his throne." He is seated on the throne of his Father. Furthermore, a kingdom has a sphere where the king's authority is not only acknowledged, but enforced, as is written in Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4. "Where the word of a king is, there is power. And who may say unto him, What doest thou?" This territory where a king effectively rules is otherwise called the king's domain. What is the scope of the authority of the King of Kings? Where are the boundaries of his domain? Our Lord Jesus reveals his domain in Matthew 28 and verse 18. "And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority is given to me in heaven and in earth." He has absolute authority in heaven and in earth. Simply put, whatever he says is what obtains both in heaven and in earth. Going further, who are the subjects of the King of Kings? Who are the kings under his rule? Are they, for example, the natural kings of England and Saudi Arabia? The Apostle John reveals the identity of the subjects to the King of Kings in Revelation chapter 1 from verses 4 to 6. John to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. In verse 5, the King of Kings is otherwise called the Prince of the Kings of the earth. These kings are those he loved and cleansed from their unrighteousness in his own blood. The subjects of the King of Kings are the redeemed of the Lord, the church of the firstborn of the dead. He gave us the authority to rule as kings on the earth and made us priests unto God and his Father. His apostle would re-echo our dual heritage of the kingdom of heaven and our priesthood in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people to be his very own and to proclaim the wonderful deeds of the one who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. We are royalty now and not in the future. As kings on the earth, what is our mandate? What is the scope of our authority? Our Lord Jesus revealed the scope of his delegated authority to us in Matthew 16, from verses 13 to 20. However, we will read only verses 18 and 19. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give the keys of the kingdom of heaven to you, and whatever you may bind on earth shall occur, having been bound in heaven, and whatever you may loose on earth shall occur, having been loosed in heaven. Our Lord Jesus said he will build his church on the rock solid foundation of our divinely inspired recognition and verbal proclamation that he, the man, Jesus, is the Christ of God, the Son of the living God. He said hell's maximum fury is absolutely powerless against his church. Furthermore, he said he will give to her the authority of the kingdom of heaven on earth, such that whatever we do not permit cannot take place on earth, and whatever we allow is what occurs on earth. However, our Lord Jesus was very clear that the effective decrees of the church on earth are those that are in harmony with the revealed will of God in heaven and in sync with his timing. Our Lord Jesus gave further details and preconditions for the fulfillment of the mandate given to us in Matthew chapter 18 from verses 18 to 20. Truly I say to you, whatever you shall bind on earth shall occur, having been bound in heaven, and whatever you shall loose on earth shall occur, having been loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you that if two of you shall agree on earth as regarding anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in their midst. It begins by restating that whatever we decree on earth in concert with the will of our home government in heaven, is what shall be implemented. And it goes further to state that if any two of us shall be in one accord on earth regarding any petition to our Heavenly Father, we shall have whatsoever we have desired of Him. And it concludes by saying that the reason why our authority and prayers are effective is because where two or three of us are gathered together in His name, He is there present in our midst. We would emphatically point out that the effective gathering is centered in His name and not around a true or false doctrinal bias. And most certainly, we do not gather around any of His ministers. As we begin to wind down for today, we will pack the following to take home with us. 1. The King of Kings rules on the earth through His church. 2. The authority of the kingdom of heaven is not vested in an individual, but in the Church of Christ. 3. The Church of the Firstborn has spiritual dominion today over all the earth and all that is therein. 4. Two or three of our members who are in one accord and in harmony with heaven are sufficient representation of the Church for how to effectively exercise the delegated authority of our King on the earth. 5. The dominion we lost in the first man, Adam, has been restored to us in our union with the second man, our Lord Jesus Christ. However, this restored dominion is not ruling as kings in the financial, political, military, social structures of the kingdoms of this world. The restored dominion is spiritual. Regardless, in harmony with the throne in heaven, the Church of the Firstborn dictates and shapes the course of events on the earth as is written in Psalm 103 verse 19. The Lord has established His throne in heaven, and His kingdom rules over all. We will conclude our meal with a song of the Lamb of God, written for us in Revelation chapter 5, verses 9 to 10. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the book and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And you made us kings and priests to our God, and we will reign over the earth." Amen.
My soul is thirsty, Lord, to know you as I know. Drink from the river that flows before your throne. Take me deeper, deeper in love with you.
We hope your whole spirit and soul and body have been nourished at the table of the Lord Jesus Christ today. You may send your comments and request for further clarification by WhatsApp to 0817-955-9161, 0817-955-9161, or send an email to thetableofourlord@gmail.com, thetableofourlord@gmail.com. Join our soon-coming bridegroom at his table at the same time next week. The grace of our Lord Jesus is with your spirit. Amen.
Take me deeper, deeper in love with you. Jesus, hold me close in your embrace. Take me deeper, wanna love you more and more. How I long to be dear.